Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. So, since starting in the ICU as a new graduate nurse, I've come across a few different nursing positions that I did not know existed, and I thought I'd share some of these with you today. They're jobs that I had no idea about, and whilst I don't know a ton about them at this point in my career, I thought I'd just share what I know about them at this point in time. So to start with, we have each of the bedside nurses. Usually the way it works is you'll have one nurse taking care of one patient. But then on top of that, you'll then have another nurse called an access nurse. Now, this may not be called the same thing in every single ICU. Again, I've only started in this one ICU as a grad, so the names for these different roles may differ from ICU to ICU. But the access nurse is allocated to a set number of bed spaces. It's usually a few. And they are a resource for that bedside nurse. So what they'll do at the beginning of the shift is that you start your shift, you get the handover from the nurse before you, and then you'll have all of the access nurses and in charge and those sort of ones will come around as a team, and they go to every single bed space in the ICU. They then get allocated to their set bed spaces, and they come in and they introduce themselves to you when you're starting your shift. And they introduce themselves as your access nurse for the day. And they come and write their name up onto the whiteboard and the number in which you can ring through and contact them. Now, what I use my access nurse for and what they're really there is to make sure that they're keeping an eye on you and that they're providing you help throughout the day. So that access nurse is, for example, this is just one example of how I use my access nurse, but if my nurse next door has gone off to break, and all of a sudden I have the next door nurses or my nurse or my patient's fentanyl infusion about to run out, I can't exactly just step away from the bed space because I don't have anyone next door that can take care of my patient and to take care of both patients if I were to step away. So what I do is I get on the phone and I call up my access nurse. So I say, "G'day there, this is Ben in bed space 11. I have a fentanyl infusion about to run out. I don't have anyone next door to me. Are you able to find someone to come along and possibly sit here while we go off and get some medications together?" So there's someone that's able to coordinate a few of the things behind the scene. And they also keep an eye on how you're traveling throughout the day and if you were need anything as well. They're a resource that's not only there if I need them to go and get something or whatever, they can go and do that. But mostly it's about having someone there that can help to coordinate some stuff behind the scenes. So I hope I've given access nurses a bit of a good rap there. They're an amazing resource. I had no idea that they existed. They're very senior nurses that get into these roles. And I think it's an awesome, awesome position that helps absolutely everyone. The next nursing role that has me so, so excited because it's something that I look at and I would love to do in the future, and that's called an outreach nurse. So in the hospital that I work in, we have, just like in other hospitals, you'll have a team that goes and responds to all of the different codes within the hospital. Now with the intensive care unit, we don't have codes that go off. We have our own internal doctors respond to any of the emergencies which occur within the intensive care unit. So we don't have that big system that comes overhead and says code whatever in this area. For any medical emergencies, we have our own ICU sort of team. But the medical emergencies, the codes do occur within, obviously, the wards within the hospital. And we have outreach nurses, which are intensive care nurses of a lot of experience, will go and respond to these. Now, me, like thinking of that, I see them as the paramedics of the hospital. They're responding to medical emergencies along with doctors as well to these calls to these medical emergencies in the hospital. So they get a little pager to say that they need to respond to bed whatever and whatever unit. So I think they are so, so cool. And that's something I'll be trying to smash out my competencies and get a lot of experience, because I could definitely see myself doing that one day. The hospital I work in is huge when it comes to research. There's constantly different studies being performed in the intensive care unit, whether that be medical or nursing research. And there are particular nurses within the intensive care unit that are pretty much most of the time doing research studies. And I think that is awesome to continually develop and to continue doing these research stuff. A lot of the time I'll step onto a shift and the patient that I'm caring for is attached to a particular study that's currently going on. So there's these research nurses, I guess I'll call them, for if I have any questions about the particular study or how I am to be treating my patient when it comes to the study. If I have the questions, I can easily just call them up and they'll come along to my bed space and talk me through it, which is really cool. So, and finally, we have nurses that aren't specific to the intensive care unit, but I come across in my day-to-day practice, are going to be clinical nurse specialists. So these nurses, such as you'll have, they call themselves CNC. So you'll have a trauma CNC, you'll have a stroke nurse CNC. So you'll have these specialist nurses who have extensive training in a particular area, will come across and review your patient. They also go and review patients, not just in the ICU, but in other areas as well. So for example, the trauma CNC, you'll have this particular nurse will come along and review your patient as a nurse, to be collecting further information about their care and where their care is heading when it comes to a trauma aspect. And then you'll also have patients who, for example, they've had massive strokes and they're about to be discharged to the neuro ward. You'll then have the stroke nurse, CNC, come along to review that patient, to be gathering information about how to best prepare to get them onto that neuro ward as well. So you'll have these specialist nurses in a whole array of different areas, which is super exciting. So if you find an area that you thoroughly love and enjoy, it's so motivating and exciting to know that if you really follow your passion, you can end up into these specialist positions as well. And the final one, guys, that I came across not too long ago, the hospital I work at has ECMO, so extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, I think that's how it stands for. ECMO itself is not done at many, many hospitals. It's a type of intervention that's only used for some of the sickest of sick patients. So I've come across it a few times in the ICU now. It doesn't happen very often because you need to have a very, very sick patient to be on it. And I'll talk about my first experience coming across an ECMO patient in a short while. But again, there's a particular team and they call them the ECMO retrieval team. I don't exactly know how they work at this point. All I know is that they send a particular team of ICU doctors and nurses out to into other hospitals in the area to retrieve them and then take them back to the hospital in which they need to be going. And a lot of the time that's going to be the hospital I work at. So again, I don't know a ton about the ECMO retrieval team at this point, but oh my goodness, it sounds so, so exciting. So there you have it, guys. Here's just a few examples of some of the nursing roles that I had no idea existed until starting into the intensive care unit. I'm sure these are just a tiny few examples of what I'm going to come across with the more experience that I gain in the ICU. But already, just by seeing these different nursing roles, it has me so, so excited about the future and where my career as an ICU nurse can certainly take me. So it just gives you extra motivation to keep gathering more experiences and to keep pushing harder and harder, because it certainly gives you something to work towards in the future. So I hope you guys enjoy, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.